Okay, everybody, thank you. We're continuing today the discussion of how our Chazal Asid Kiddushei Bia, Rav Mangid, Amanda Mekadesh Bia, if Lamaisa, the Torah says, Kitach Ichi Shol Ba'ola. So according to the Taz, it's a Heter Mefurish Bekra. And any time it's a Heter Mefurish Bekra, then Chazal cannot ask it. Okay? So far we discussed the Chasam Sofer, right? That says that it's not Mefurish of the Pasuk that Ba'ala means Kiddushei Bia. The Pasuk Shah in the Pasuk means that you got married and then Ba'ala just... This is the description of married life. It doesn't mean that that created the marriage. So Chazal understood the Ba'ala Kiddushei Bia, but that's not that it's Mefurish Bekra. That's how the Chasam Sofer explained. In fact, the Chasam Sofer originally, yeah, what else? Okay, so today, let's take a look. In the, on page 6, the Kol Sofer. The Sefer Kol Sofer, Gaon Reb Chaim Sofer. He wrote this Shailos and Tshuvas Machane Chaim. Machane Chaim is a classic sefer in certain circles. In other circles, they never heard of it. In other words, in the yeshivish circles, you say Machane Chaim, they just don't know who you're talking about. In the Hasidish circles, in the Hungarian circles, this is like a classic sefer, Machane Chaim. It got rubbed off on the bottom. Shut Machane Chaim. Chaim Sofer. So I think some call him like the Hungarian Reb Chaim. And so the famous sefer is Shut Machane Chaim. But I never realized till I was preparing this year that he wrote a sefer called Kol Sofer as well on the Mishnais. Machane Chaim is famous in those circles that it's famous in. The Kol Sofer, I mean, maybe those people is famous also. I didn't know of this. So the Kol Sofer says a couple of things. Look in the front here, on the top. But B, a Kosov Rabbeinu Avadya Bar Tanura, Aval Pi She'en L'Kedushim B'Furashim B'Torah Yosem Mekedushei Bia, Amu Chachamim, Mekadesh Bebiya Makinos or Makas Mardus. Right? So they gave Makas Mardus, so will you B'nei Yisrael Prutzen? Ramaz al Svaras Hataz, the Mashitira Torah, the Ferish, and Koch Mechom Losor, the Chaynog Azrin, the Shem Yisak and Klishir. Right? The Taz says, the reason why we don't answer Shofar every Rosh Hashanah, because it's Mefurish in the Torah that there's a concept of Shofar. He came, Salkadait and Kaven, the aim of first kedushin b'Torah, hella kedushay bia, lo yuchal chacham lesser. Or you might think that since kedushay bia, the only kedushin that's mefurish in the Torah is kedushay bia, so then you would think they can't answer it. The shani hacha yesh od beit drachim lefan of kesev shtar kidu geder mishum b'nei Yisrael. Wow. So he says that what? That the reason why they can ask the Kiddushei Bia is because the mitzvah is Kiddushin. So, in other words, Kiddushei Bia is not the mitzvah. The Kiddushin and the three ways of doing Kiddushin. So, if they're going to just say, don't do Kiddushei Bia, that's okay, like Jake Franklin said before to me, because you have two other options. So if they, by shofar, if they're not going to let you blow shofar, then the mitzvah is over. But the mitzvah is not kiddushei bia. The mitzvah is kiddushin. And within the kiddushin, you have three tracks within kiddushin. So they can aser one of the tracks, and you still have the other track, two tracks. Interesting, no? What do you say?
Are there other examples where they plug in, like, forced us to do like a media event? Because here it seems like media would be preferable, which is like, so listen, like, you there felt like Tesla, it seems like your shopping has to be, but it's like not the best way to do it. And here they're forcing you to take one of the worser methods.
Well, if you assume that Kesev and Shtar is also the Reis, so it's just on the Furish, so then they can tell you.
Yeah.
You
assume it's
their one, it's Shtar. Shtar would be the Reis. But he's saying that the reason why they can answer it is because this is not... See, Shofar, that's it. If they ask a Shofar Lagamre, then the mitzvah is over. There's nothing left. Here, you have other avenues. Yeah, Jacob.
We saw in the country that each kinyan is a separate mitzvah, which is the only reason that it's counted once, because we didn't report the job. So, according to this, you're answering one mitzvah. You have two other options of mitzvahs, but the mitzvah itself is not conditions. You should be up. Then there's a mitzvah of Kedushin with Kesa. It's just that kind of one of the mitzvahs. So we've got a little work for the mitzvah. You're still answering a separate mitzvah. They're answering Kedushin. I mean, he's just assuming that Kedushin is the whole mitzvah and then there's three tracks of Kedushin. We saw otherwise, there's three separate mitzvahs.
Well, it's not listed.
They're not listed, but there's no mitzvah that writes them.
But who says it's three separate? It's one mitzvah of getting married.
Because
it's one mitzvah of kedushin of getting married, and then you have three different ways you can get married.
And they said Shah is that if you said Kesef and Tara, so then it would have been counted also. So that means that the three separate mitzvahs is just if the mitzvah of Darais
I don't know. In other words, what would have been if Kesef would have been mefurish in the Torah, and Shtar would have been mefurish? I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. Maybe not. Maybe he would learn not, that it would still be one mitzvah. So that's one idea. And then in the footnote in the bottom, he says, Manias Daiti, and this is what was suggested yesterday by some people here in the shir. Right? He says, Vanias Daiti Zelap Takonahu. He says that the Gemara doesn't say they made a takan. It says Rav Mangid, right? Rav, right? Who said that here? Who mentioned it? What? Moshe? Shalom Tzid Rak Rav Asa Kain. V'gam Hulo Tziva L'Acherim Lasos Kain L'Doros. Right? He never told anyone else to do it. He just said, in his community, like a rav in his community, wants to have a certain hanhaga in his community. So, okay. He's not calling up all the other rabbis, he's not calling. This is what he wants in his community. So that's what Rav did. Because the Taz is talking about to make what? Atakar is chacham. Rav Pi, Sharambam Ashulchan Aruch Yivu Gam Kain, Aval Rav Lohora Kain Ladoros. He says Rav didn't. Didn't do so Ladoros. Ein Chasav Sofer, Din Chayim De Rabbeinu Gershon, Shlulisa Beis Noshim. And before the Torah, Kisian Lishtei Noshav Teresh, the Dakara Loshach Divretas. Okay, we'll get to that's the next thing we're going to be talking about. What about Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom? Which we spoke about a little bit, right? We said Kisiana just means that they did it. Who says they did it? Beheter, where Rav David Cohen said he said in Noshim, who doesn't say Beferish that they were married to the same two women at the same time, as Rav David Cohen writes. He just says he had two wives. Who says that it was, never says Beferish that it was the same time. Right? That's a very sharp teretz. Rav David Cohen we mentioned, but we're going to see more. But so in this sefer called Sofer. So that's what he suggests. So I don't know. Okay. And he's quoting from the Shalos Yaakov from page 7. Page 7, the Shalos Yaakov is who says this idea. Take a look at the bottom. Manu Koshele, Alpidas Ataz, Gimel Mekomus, Deva Chachamim Sakin. Neged him beforeish, but Torasena Gedosha, ki adu veich rav mangir amand mekadosh bebir, matzasi she hakol sofer heirgam came bezeh. Right, that was the kol sofer we just saw, and he's the one who said since this is not the only way. But now he's giving. In other words, the footnote is just he says in the footnote that it's the Shalos Yaakov. But the footnote we saw is this, just the Shalos Yaakov, that it's. But it's interesting, in the footnote he writes in the second line, that was the thing we discussed yesterday, that I mean the Shulchan Aruch says Chachamim Tiknua, Chachamim Asrua. So that's where the difficulty. Rav himself, we don't have a difficulty with the Shulchan Aruch. The way the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quote the din is that the Chachamim asked. So that's what made it a little bit more difficult. And if you look in the Sova Smachos here, on page 8 and 9, he gives another teretz. If you look at the bottom paragraph, page 8, the left side, the bottom paragraph, Ella. He says, Ella, Daniz Daiti, Eno Dome Klaal, Nidon Didon, Ludire Ataz. The Hassan, Hitir, Hatar, Beferish, Lachatchil, Limkor, Lenochri. Right, the Taz, one of the cases of the Taz was that the Taz says that selling alone. He's quoting Tosfos and Sukkah that selling non-kosher food is not aser because the Torah says mocher lenochri. The iser of schora is buying for cheap and then selling it. But if you just sell, you just happen to have something in your house and you sell, that's okay. And he's the idea in the Dome Cloud, he don't do the Divert Haz and Hussam. He tear our Torah Beferish, the Chachin Limkor, the Nochrin, the Velus, because of the Nochrin, the Nochrin. So the Chachamim can't answer. They can only answer buying and selling, but selling alone, not. That selling alone is not called Schorer. He can't incoq me a Chachamim lesser, much I tear our Torah Beferish, the Chachin. Aval Hocha Gam, the Nichta Betorah Kiddushe Bia, the Bala, the Mikra, the Bulas Baal, I'll call Potim. Right, the Torah doesn't say that you're supposed to do this. It's saying, "Rakti in kitchen bebiya have a kedusha." Right, So they can answer it, because the Torah never said it's mutter. The Taz's word is something is mufurish b'Torah, that it's mutter. Then you can't, like where it's a mitzvah, the Torah says blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so then we can, the Chacham can't answer it. Can't say never blow shofar. I can say some years don't blow shofar. So then they can tell you, don't do Kiddushei Bia, because the Torah never said you're permissible to do Kiddushei Bia. The Torah is just saying that if you did Kiddushei Bia, it's Chal. It was key. It's also key. Like, we spoke last. Doesn't mean necessarily you're allowed to have two wives. This is what happened. Now what's the halacha? If he wants to give the bechorah to the right, key. This is the scenario. Like Pesach says, ki nagfu shnei anashim nagfu ishachara harav yotzul yilada. Is that saying that you're supposed to do that? You're supposed to have a fight and kill the fetus? Of course not. This is the scenario. The Torah gives scenarios. And then gives Piskei Dinim about the scenario the Torah presents. But the scenarios that the Torah presents are not mutter or usser or anything. They're just a scenario. And now the Torah will say, what's the halacha in this scenario? So, ki yikachi shisha is the same idea. So that's the same idea. But then he makes a comment on page 9, Ella, the paragraph that begins Ella on the right side, Ella dadain kasha mi yavama. So what's it in by yavama? That if the person's brother dies without any children, so he's supposed to marry the woman. And how do you do yivam? Yivam is just having relations. Midaraisa. But Midrabanan, they said, no, it's not right to start it off just with Bia. You should have Kesef first. It's called, what is that called? Maimer, right? Kiddushei Maimer. That's the Rabbanan din of doing Kiddushei Kesef by Yibum before the Bia. Because in Yibum, there's only one track. It's not like regular wife where you have Kesef Shtar Bia. By Yibum, it's only one track, Bia. It's just Midrabanan, they wanted that before you the Bia, you should do some Kiddushe Kesef. One second. So, the Gemara says that Rav, one of the things that Rav, gave Malkus was, right, was Mekadesh Bebiya, right? And the Gemara says also, Mekadesh Bebiya, Mekadesh Bebiya. What? Yeah, the Tosis, of course. Yeah. Kaddish Var the boil. So the Gemara in Yevamah says, Lo Kiddush, Lo Ke, Makas Mardish, Midrabon, Kirav. Right? So there, Rav also asked that you shouldn't do Bia right away. So he says, see there, the Torah's matir it beferish. It's not just It's a mitzvah. So the Torah said, no, you can't do this mitzvah. If you're not going to give the kesef, you can't do the mitzvah. So there, that's something beferish in the Torah. The yivma. So how could Rav say you can't do the mitzvah of Yibum? Say the guy doesn't have any kesef. He wants to do the mitzvah of Yibum. He says you can't do it today. You have to get some kesef and to give it to him. So the Rav. So if you say like the Kol Sofer said, the Rav just was mangit, so then that works out. Because if you view what Rav did is not a takanas kachamim, it's just a rasha. Then it works out. Yeah.
Can you argue that maybe using the adavid be as a fairish, but they're adding on a prop that now you need to do kiddushin so that they're allowed to do? So they're not taking away. The
yeah, but so but
adding
yeah, they're adding a prop, but they're saying, but if you don't have that prop, then you can't do the mitzvah.
If they did be without kiddushin, you should it's not tolerated.
No, it's chal.
Right.
But you're saying, but if you want to follow the halacha, see, you could say that when it's Rosh Hashanah, you're not doing it at all. Here, you're going to do it. You just have to do this first. So it's not a whole akira, just to get the kesef. Get the kesef. That's what you want to say. In other words, by Rosh Hashanah, if they tell you they can't go show up in Rosh Hashanah, so that's it. It's over. But in this case, they're saying that, you know, if you do it, just do this first. So that's a little bit different. The way I'm presenting it is because if you don't have the kesef, so then you can't do it. But they're not telling you, they're not taking away the whole opportunity, just saying, so get kesef. It calls about you don't have kesef, you can't do it. So they're taking away that opportunity, but they're not, they're only taking away the opportunity if it calls about you didn't give the kesef.
So it would still be chal, right? And you only be using your bottom.
Yeah.
You will.
Yeah, but the same thing. Yeah, but the question is, Chachamim shouldn't be able to make such a takana. Dai kashem yivama. Veke kini nachem be derais rak bi luchud. Veheich yesh kach bi rav lasser bi yivama mashiktir atora beferish. Zeish lahamid bekushis atoisis. And if you pay shri, asi shapir. So the re. What was the closest is the read that says literally the high priest shows him tequila can get a beer to the kaddish below shiduki. Okay. Okay, so that's the story here. Okay, so the next thing we're going to start with is the discussion of Chayim Derabbeinu Gershom. Take a look on page 15. You see where it says Chaf Aleph on the top here, the last two lines of the Shulchan Aruch. It says Rabbeinu Gershom Hechrim. He made a Chayrim Al Hanose Al Ishto. In other words, if you marry someone else besides your wife, another wife, he made a Chayrim Avol Vimavolo Hechrim. Hebla Rusu. Beis Shmuel says Chabbeis. Three lines to the bottom. Moshe lo tike kul bimoga. Rasha liyab v'machu neviyesh lo isha. In other words, you're already married, and then your brother dies without having children, so you can take the yavama as a second wife. He didn't take away the mitzvah of, but he made a chayim. So the question is, how does that relate to this discussion about the Taz? Okay, we already said some teirutzim. Tisiyat al ishtei nashim doesn't mean that the Torah is permitting it, just means it happened, or like Rav Dov Cohen said, they weren't necessarily married at the same time. But that's one. But it's interesting, take a look on page 16. Before, just listen. Last line of Shulchan Aruch. Fascinating thing. He says, "V'lo hefrim el atzof ha'elef ha'chamishi." Whereas he put a time limit on the cherim. The what? Only for what? The end of the year. So we're past that, right? We're Hey Tav Shin Ayin Zayin. So we're 777 years past Chaim Rabbeinu Gershom. So the past 777 years, Rabbeinu Gershom has expired. So we still don't see people marrying more than one wife, right? But the 777 years. So first of all, Michas Halazar, we're going to talk about this tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Like, why in the world did he do it that way? Why in the world did he do it that way? I mean, if he thought that there was, that he doesn't think it's right to have two wives, even though the Torah didn't have a problem with that, but if he felt there's a problem with that, and so then he should have just said, you know, no one led, right? But what's the whole concept that he made a limitation? So, one second. So one answer that the Minchas Alazar we're going to see Be'ez Hashem tomorrow is to say, like the Taz, that in other words, since he never made an Olam V'ed, then that's in other words, but Chachamim made a Takana, Tchoishir, that's whatever. But he never made a Taz. So even if he's going against something before the Torah, even if you want to say Kisiyan al Ishtei Nashim is beforeish, but the fact that he made a cap on the thing, then that would be. So that's one thing that the Minchas Alazar discusses. That maybe Gufa, that's why he made a time limit. Yeah.
Can't you alternatively say that it wasn't that he felt one way or the other, or he just felt uncomfortable to say that, to the Oscar or something, but Ola, even if it's implied in the Torah? Meaning, even if you hold one way or the other, that, you know, it's implied in the Torah, it's so supposed to be in the Torah.
He didn't feel comfortable
offering something like Olam. Even like, even when you do pick, you know, I follow like
in other words,
Rabbi X, but there's prominent rabbis that hold the other thing. I don't feel so comfortable arguing.
Right. You're saying Rabbi Yeshua didn't feel comfortable going against the Pasuk. You know, so he said, we'll just do it. For well, when did he pass away? Checking your what year was he when he made this, and how many years was it to the 5,000 mark? So what year did he die?
1040 in Mainz, Germany.
1040. Still 5,000. So a little. A little bit of 1,000, yeah. So it was less. So it was like a little less than 4,000. Because he died 1,004. Okay, so he did it for a couple of 1,000 years. Well, it's only what? Okay.
No, if he died in like 1,000 years ago.
He died, he said.
Oh.
Yeah. Right. Right. So he died when? He died like 1,000 years ago. So as we say, he's only a couple of 100 years. Right. Okay. Right, that was the secular. Right. So we're in 2016. So he did 1,000, and it's already 700 years overdue. So it's only a couple hundred years. Yeah. So a couple hundred years, he was okay.
It isn't a miracle thing, I think. Like,
you think it's not a halakhic thing, it's just a comfort zone thing.
It's not for certain, but you could potentially say that.
Okay, so what I'd like to do tomorrow, I'd like to look at the Ramban and Mishpat Acherim and the Chasam Sofer's Tshuva. And then we'll have more time, we'll do either tomorrow or the next day, the Minchas Elazar. Thursday, I will say, the next two Thursdays, I'm giving the contemporary halacha for the smicha at 1:00 in room 519 in block. So that means that our regular shiur, what we'll do this Thursday and next Thursday, our regular shiur will be in the classroom from 11 to 12 on Thursday, and I guess we'll have the first half an hour the Gemara part, and then the last half hour Parshas Shavua for this Thursday and next Thursday. And again, one second. And the Masiba, one second. The Masiba is going to be the Tuesday of Hanukkah. That's the first day of reading week. The Tuesday of Hanukkah, right here in the Beis Medrash, from 11 to 12. I invited Rabbi Cement to be our guest this year. Okay. There it is.
Yeah, he said that. Version. I don't think that it might be wrong. I think the year 1040 is about